96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. A summer vacation sounds really nice right now, but you think you can't afford it. Well, my guests say you can, but you have to shop smart. Joining me to talk about summer vacations on the cheap are Lucinda Anderson Hughes. Well, she's huge, too. I mean, she's a big deal. And she's the frugal socialite. And Javon Harley, travel expert and president of Advantage International. If you have a question about taking a vacation on the cheap, lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or at DailyDrumWHUR. And these are vacations that can be, you know, maybe a daycation, or maybe you want to go somewhere around the world. So we're going to try to figure out how to pay for that. You know, how you doing?
Great.
I'm great, Harold. How are you?
I'm glad. I'm doing just fine. And Javon, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. Okay, let me start with Javon because we don't have her for too terribly long. Here's my situation, Javon. I don't have any money, and I want to go away.
Well, you do need a little money.
what's a little money?
Well, of course, if you want to travel, you know you're going to need accommodations. You mm-hmm. may need airfare. And, of course, you're going to have to enjoy the destination. So the key is, how do you make that happen? And if you haven't started saving for it, then where can you fit it in? One of the things you can do is visit some of these great apps that will give you alerts when airfares drop. You can either say, I want to go anywhere, or you can specifically put in where you're starting from and where you want to go, and then set an alert so that when airfares drop, for example, then you'll get a notification on that. Looking at those apps that give you price comparisons is another one. And I want to go back. Hopper is a great app to watch and book flights. So you sign up for that and you'll get alerts when the airfares drop, especially if you put in where you want to go. If you want to do fare comparisons for all the hotels out there, because let's face it, there are lots of hotels out there, and it can be very time-consuming looking around. Trivago is a wonderful site and app that you can put in, and it'll compare hotels across different hotel discount sites. Mm-hmm. So that'll just kind of help you in the process. But most importantly, you're going to have to be realistic. What is your budget? How much can you spend? That's going to dictate where you can go and what kind of accommodations you can have.
So here's the deal, and I certainly would like to have Lucinda chime in on this also. But again, Javon, I'll start with you. What if I only have $1,000 and I want to be able to use my passport and I live in the D.C. metro area?
Well, there are some short places that you can go to in the Caribbean. Every now and then you'll find some great airfares to Europe or even Central America. If you're flying to Canada, you're going to need a passport. So there, for $1,000, there certainly are places that you can go. So the main thing you're going to then want to look for are the best airfare deals, because you don't want to spend all of your budget on airfare. So mm-hmm. stay a little bit closer so you're not looking at like a trip to South Africa. That airfare is going to eat up all your budget.
Yeah, I would imagine. So what do you think, Lucinda? $1,000, passport, where can I go? And is it too late to go in June?
June is just beginning the whole summer vacation situation. When you look at rates for most places, you see that the rates are one amount, and then starting like June 10th, June sometime in the middle, it changes. So no, June is a great travel month. Now, what I always tell people is to try to travel to places in their shoulder season. And that means this is a time where they don't have their big thrux of visitors or throng of visitors. So ski resorts are on beautiful mountains. They're four-season resorts. but this is not their season. So you can get double for what you would get during the ski season. Same with the hotter places. The only place in Florida that's like really at the top dollar all the time is Orlando, because that's the home of Mickey.
Right.
However, it's hot in Florida. It's blazing in Phoenix. It is sweltering in Texas. So those are areas where you can get the bang for your buck. And don't always try to go to the tourist places. I mean, let's face it, Florida has a beach line almost around the whole state.
Mm-hmm.
There really are other beaches besides Miami and like Fort Lauderdale and West Palm. Fort Myers Beach is a lovely beach. St. Augustine Beach is also a great beach. So don't always go toward the crowds. There are other places that really want your money.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about vacations on the cheap. How do you do it, and where can you go? Okay, so Javon, is it always about a flight, however? What about cruises or perhaps other parts, you know, of the country during the course of the summer that may, you know, work out on the cheap? And also, what do you think about the all-inclusive vacations?
Well, let's start with the all-inclusive. All-inclusive is a way to stay pretty much on a budget because you know what you're going to spend for food and beverage and your accommodations. However, you know, sometimes you have to really look at what the real value is, and you may be able to find some other places, and maybe you're not a person that eats that much, so you're not going to spend it. So that's really a personal decision that you want to look for, but it is a way to know what you're going to spend with accommodations and your meals up front.
Mm-hmm. And what about cruises? Because as I said, not every vacation involves flying, so there are other ways to get there: boats, trains, even automobiles.
Well, yes, I mean, your cruises, especially if you're looking at something like the Caribbean, you're leaving out of pretty much the southern part of the country. Of course, they do have some of your longer cruises that are off of the East Coast, out of the New York area. They are longer. They can be a bit more expensive. So for the shorter ones, you're really looking at maybe Texas or New Orleans or, of course, Florida. You have many ports in Florida, and your short 3-night, 4-night, or 5-night cruises can be very economical, and based on the ship that you're looking for. For example, if you're looking at a Carnival or a Royal Caribbean. So cruise ships have, just like hotels, anything from a 3- or 4-star experience to a luxury experience.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about vacationing on the cheap. You want to take a vacation this summer, don't think you can afford it? My guests say you can. If you have a question or a comment about taking a vacation, not to mention some of the other things that come with that, such as safety and security and other bargain situations, give us a call, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Lucinda, here's the question. What do you think about flight insurance? This is one of the things that a lot of people wrestle with, good or bad.
Well, specifically flight insurance or travel insurance?
Either one, exactly.
Well, travel insurance is something we don't think about until there is an emergency. Whenever I cruise, I definitely take out travel insurance, but not from the ship. Most of the time, the ship only insures you with their itinerary from the time you get to the ship and everything you do around the ship. For everyday travel, I don't. However, I want to. For everyone listening, there is a travel policy that you can take out that's a yearly policy. It will cover everywhere you go all year, whether you're on a plane, a ship, Amtrak, or driving. And the beauty of this is that you can add your family members. So how many of us have traveled and realized that we left something in the room of value, or we dropped the phone or laptop and it gets broken? The insurance covers that.
So is this through your insurance company or?
No, it's a separate insurance.
How do you find that information?
So if you just Google travel insurance yearly, Mm-hmm. That will bring up the companies that actually have that. I mean, there's so many things that happen when we travel and we just chuck it off as a loss. But it doesn't have to be. If you're delayed, if your car breaks down. One time, driving back from Florida, the tire flew off my truck.
Wow.
We were delayed overnight and had to get towed. The insurance would have reimbursed.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Before I go to the phone lines, I did want to mention WHUR has a trip to Cuba. And, Javon, you are part of that event. Talk to me about it, because for a lot of people, you know, they're still not really sure of what has happened with the United States and, you know, diplomatic relations and now the gates of tourism in that island nation are open again for Americans.
Yes. Well, what we can currently do as American citizens traveling to Cuba is legal travel to Cuba. You have to travel under a general license. So the first thing to understand and be clear about is that the economic embargo is still in place, and Americans cannot travel to Cuba for tourism. You have to go under a general license. And there are 12 categories. And they are categories like education, journalism, people-to-people is one that everyone is, or a lot of people are currently traveling under. And that's a cultural exchange. And so it gives you this opportunity to really meet Cuban people and do a cultural exchange with them. And that's what the WHUR World Tour trip is. A people-to-people Afro-Cuban heritage tour. And so you still need the travel affidavit under one of those 12 general licenses, and you also need a visa to travel. But the main thing to understand and know is that you cannot go as a tourist, as an American citizen. However, in 2014, the Obama administration relaxed a lot of the restrictions for U.S. travelers in Cuba. So you can buy cigars for personal use, of course, and you can bring them back. You can buy rum. You can buy souvenirs. Hmm. And you can spend cash, but you have to get it exchanged into what they call a convertible currency. It's called a CUC or CUC. Mm-hmm. So they have relaxed some of those rules as they have relaxed those or established those diplomatic relationships.
Real quick, because I only have about 30 seconds before the break, and is Cuba cheap?
It is not.
Uh-huh.
Actually, there's separate pricing for American citizens when it comes to the hotels, of course, getting the licensing and getting the visa, and then developing a program that fits under one of those 12 general licenses.
Are you going to be with us for another few minutes?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. I appreciate that, because I've got to take a break. If you are on the phone, that includes Anita in West Virginia, Eric in D.C., and Elsa calling from Landover. We're going to talk to you next. Please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and we're going to get to your questions. Also, if you want more information about that trip, the WHUR trip to Cuba, it's on our website at WHUR.com. So stay with us. We're talking about summer vacations on the cheap. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation about travel on the cheap in just a few seconds.